mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just in, coming up in the third hour, we'll be talking to Wang Wenyai, a reporter for the Epoch Times, who admonished President Bush to stop WHO from persecuting the Falun Gong. She's on with us in the third hour. She speaks broken English, but it'll be a newsmaker, so we'll be doing that. Right now, Glenn Spencer in southern Arizona, right on the border, flying at around 1,000 feet, so his cell phone can stay connected. If he goes any higher, it'll cut out. And if it does cut out, we'll reconnect with him. Glenn Spencer, one of the preeminent researchers documenting the Reconquista. And he says California has fallen. He's moved to Arizona several years ago and is really one of the forerunners of the Minutemen. He's kind of the grandfather of some of the tactics the Minutemen use successfully today. And he's there, of course, working with them as well. He's in his aircraft right now. They also fly unmanned aerial vehicles or drones. But Glenn Spencer joins us from his aircraft, sending live images back to AmericanPatrol.com and AmericanBorderPatrol.com. We have links to that up on Infowars.com right now, so you can watch these live video images. Glenn Spencer, I salute you, my Paul Revere.
Well, Alex, we had a little change of plans because of the wind, severe winds. We flew an early morning mission.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I asked the board operator.
What we're doing now is we're really playing back on AmericanBorderPatrol.com. On the camera page, the images we took earlier. So you can go up there and look at them.
But, I'm sorry for misreporting. I was told right before you came on that you were in the air right now.
No, I told your people about a half an hour ago that I had to stay
on the ground. No, the network didn't tell me that, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. We have done it, but we've had severe winds down here.
No, fantastic. You're doing a great job. I don't even care about that. So you did do a mission this morning. What did you see?
Well, if you go on AmericanBorderPatrol.com, you will see just an apprehension of 15 illegal aliens right down by the river. This is very close to our headquarters right here that we tracked and reported. You'll see two vehicles. We're flying and orbiting around them right now. You'll see 15 illegal aliens sitting on the ground right there. Later on in this tape, you'll see that we tracked them over to the NACO station where they unloaded them. We then tracked them into NACO. Then we spotted a van, one of what we call the San Pedro shuttle. It's a smuggler's van leaving NACO, no doubt loaded with more people to try it again. It's a revolving door. They arrest these people. You can see them on the videotape. They apprehend them, take them to the Border Patrol headquarters, unload them, process them, take them into Mexico, and they come right back. And they keep trying until they do it, and they always do it. Now, this morning, we also got an alert. We tracked a load vehicle where they had made it way past the Border Patrol, jumped into a load vehicle. The Border Patrol never stopped it. Nobody was close enough, and it's now on the way to your town. They got through, as they usually do. We tracked that, okay? We've tracked them running up through the San Pedro River. The Border Patrol is spread so thin. Now, there's no hope that we'll ever be able to stop this continuing to do what we are doing now, and we will continue. The President of the United States has sold us down the river.
Meanwhile, they have some paltry 1,000 arrested. That's 0.00004. They arrested 1,000 a day for a year. That'd be less than 1% of the illegal aliens in this country. It's nothing but theatrics.
That is correct. That's all it was. The president just appeared in Irvine, California, and reiterated his intent. The American people, most of them, really have no idea that he is advocating the utter destruction of the United States of America. There is no other way to put it. It is the utter destruction of our nation. And I cannot believe. Now, here's Representative King from New York.
Hey, well, stay there, Glenn Spencer. Give us a report on it. On the other side, what you think of the last 4 weeks of demonstrating, where it's all going. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's been a change of plans. Wang Wenyai, reporter for the Epoch Times, who last week confronted Lord Bush and Lord Who, will be joining us in about 25 minutes when Mr. Spencer leaves us. So that's coming up. You'll want to stay with us for that. Learn about the organ harvesting, the mass murdering, all of it. Going back to Glenn Spencer, for those that don't understand what's going on here, I would love to have 25 million Chinese like Dr. Wang Wenyai. I would love to have 25 million of the type of farmers that when the communist Chinese government, we have video of it, marches up with machine guns, they fight back with hose and are mowed down and in many cases are defeating the Chinese police and military. In America, when they take our private property, we just lay down and let them do it. But we have 20-plus million illegal aliens from Latin America, mainly Mexico, another 5 million from other countries. So 25 million to 30 million, that's conservative. Not the 14 million, now they're going, well, maybe it's 20 million. No, it's above that that are here. They run around with Mexican, Nicaraguan, El Salvadoran, Guatemalan, Chilean, Brazilian flags, Haitian flags, whatever, saying this is Mexico predominantly and saying we need to implement the plan of San Diego. The UT Chicano Studies professor, again, 2 weeks ago, said in a speech that all gringos must be killed. Now it's not just white males 16 and older. And Glenn Spencer this morning flew another mission, bad weather, he had to land, and saw the illegal aliens being brought in, being bussed. Border Patrol can and won't and can't do anything. Meanwhile, Bush is grandstanding with theater, arresting, what, 1,200? That's 0.00004%. 1,000 arrested a day for a year would be less than 1% of illegal aliens. That's how many we're talking about. And Chertoff, on the heels of that, said Mexican troop incursions are exaggerated and aren't a problem. Dead Forest Service, dead FBI, dead police, dead sheriff's deputies. I've interviewed the sheriffs in Texas. When the Mexican troops come onto our country's property and aim machine guns at them when our police are taking marijuana and cocaine out of a dump truck. Okay, we have troops putting police at gunpoint. Now, if Al-Qaeda did that, you'd never hear the end of it. But we hear, oh, the war on terror, give up all your rights, we've got to have military checkpoints in New York and Miami and search everybody and national ID cards, and Hillary wants open borders, calling it a border solution. They're getting very deceptive. Glenn Spencer, I want to go through the marches, the demonstrations, the rallies, the riots. I've seen video of racial attacks. The media covers that up. You got and of course, we broke the news. It was in the Dallas Morning News, but nobody picked up on it back in December 25th. That Fox and Bush hired a big PR firm they've used in the past to stage all of this, and this is all staged. Give me your take on my comments and then add your comments.
Well, in 1994, when we were pressing for Proposition 187 in California that cut off services to illegal aliens, 150,000 people marched through Los Angeles to protest this before the election, and they were carrying Mexican flags. Now we have the Sensenbrenner bill, H.R. 4437, and passed by the House of Representatives, and now over in the Senate. And this time, upward to 700,000 people marched through downtown Los Angeles and many other towns carrying Mexican flags. Now, if you go fast forward this, if they give these, the guest worker program is an amnesty. There's no question about that. If they give these people amnesty, I will tell you, that's over. That kiss your butt goodbye, that's all there is to it. Now, just for me, Representative King from New York said, I've been in politics for over 30 years, and there can be a place for politics. But this is an issue of life and death and the American way of life. This is a highly respected member of Congress. That's what it is. This is life and death of this nation that is going to be debated in the next 2 weeks in the Senate of the United States. And right now they're trying to kill us. And I will tell you, and you saw it, you saw the flags, you saw them out at the high school where they raised the Mexican flag, and underneath that, at Montebello High School, the American flag upside down. That's exactly where we're headed. And when they say get out of this continent, they mean it. One continent, one culture. And we're going to be overwhelmed and driven out of North America, if probably end up on reservations for Anglos. Anglo reservations. They're going to call them, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We'll give you some place where you can stay. But you're going to have to stay there and get permission to leave. If you don't think that's happening, you got another thing coming.
Well, I've already talked to a lot of my friends that live in L.A. who are chefs, degreed chefs, and they say they're told, and these are white owners, look, our cooking crew doesn't want gringos. You can't communicate with them. You're fired.
That's correct. And that's going to happen over and over and over again in this country.
Well, that's what the don't buy from the gringo. It's not just a boycott or a don't go to work that they've been calling for on May Day. Last week, I mean, again, Hispanic Americans are very patriotic, aren't like this, but this is the illegal aliens with the Spanish media, predominantly owned by big U.S. corporations. Bottom line, they want the Pan-American Union, they want to break America up, merge us with Latin America, and they have brought in a foreign political force that is protected and shielded by our media and babied by our media. They've brought them here with welfare and everything else. Of course, the guest worker program is unlimited. Whoever's here for 6 years is legalized. It lets them bring in unlimited legal, unskilled and skilled, makes it all legal. And I want to go back to Gutierrez and others. I mean, am I exaggerating that these professors routinely say that we all must die?
No, they believe that, and they do say it. But we're racist because we don't want to die, but let's listen. Here is this guy David Tibbetts, and this was written in the Deseret Morning News. Here he was, Harvard graduate, a member of the State Department, right, working in Mexico 20 years ago. And he was writing the State Department as a diplomat, warning them that he said that, the Mexican government was advancing illegal immigration as part of it to retake the American Southwest. And this is written up, and he, this guy is saying, this is what is going on. He warned them 20 years ago. 20 years ago, and he's now come public. And he said, you have to understand that's what's happening. So this is not a drill. This is not something that's theoretical. This is right now.
Well,
the Senate of the United States is going to debate whether or not we're going to sacrifice the Southwest to Mexico.
Well, I'll tell you, Glenn Spencer, what's really chilling is that my wife speaks Spanish and reads Spanish. She lived in Spain for many years. And we can hear on talk radio these amnesty groups. They also call them asylum groups, sanctuary groups. You'll hear them on national shows, local shows. And callers will go, hey, you say for the race everything, those outside the race nothing, La Rica Conquista. And they'll go, no, that's not true. None of us think that. It's all a lie. We love America. It's the slick propaganda. Then you go to their very website, and in Spanish it says, we're taking over, Plan of San Diego, ha, 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 we're going to get the gringo. So they know that the gringo can't read or understand Spanish, and so it's a perfect takeover because it's in another language.
That's correct. Now, remember they had these big demonstrations, they're carrying the Mexican flags, and then there was an outrage. And the next week, what happened?
Huge trucks with the big PR firms paid for by Fox and Bush, confirmed, right, serving out thousands of American flags.
Yeah, but you have to look at what happened. You had a couple hundred thousand people all wearing white shirts, right? They were wearing white shirts and carrying American flags. Now, that is called a uniform and carrying a flag that they're told to carry. Okay?
It shows that they follow orders
just like an army. They were told to wear white shirts and carry the American flag, and they did it. That was an army you were looking at there.
Now, again, Glenn, I agree. Washington, great point you make. Washington knows this and wants to break up the U.S. The corporations want to.
That's correct.
This is their own rent-a-mob, their 25 to 30 million rent-a-mob that'll do whatever they're told whenever they're told.
And in Spanish. And you had all of the Spanish-language radio stations and TV stations in Los Angeles. You had the mayor of Los Angeles, the city council, all of the organizations out there beating the drum, getting people out to demonstrate. This is a revolution. This is pre-Civil War II.
By the way, they have, here in Austin, big banners that said, violent revolution must be enacted.
Well, it's going to happen.
You said that 5 years ago when you still lived in L.A. because you were listening to these people. You said they'd start killing Border Patrol and military. They've done that.
No, I said we were going to have a war over this thing.
You said that. Now, I want to hear your prediction. When is it going to happen?
Well, I don't know exactly when it could happen, but it could happen at any moment. All you have, everything is set up. Now, if the House of Representatives doesn't go along with an amnesty program, you're going to have a collision course. If they do go along with an amnesty program, you're on a collision course because the American people are going to rise up and stop to it.
It's just the Auslanders, the invaders, who are saying we're Auslanders, they are going to have just a bigger force. So we need to go ahead and have the collision now.
Well, I think we're almost asymptotic to 2008. In other words, the probability is going to approach 100% by 2008. In the next 2 years, we could have it happen at any time. We have been set up for this. This was done deliberately. The Ford Foundations of the world that took over the Border Patrol under Bill Clinton and stopped interior enforcement and decimated the Border Patrol. This is what's going on.
Well, Bach was one of the head guys at the Border Patrol, and he was a former Ford Foundation
guy. Robert Bach set us up. He and Doris Meissner. Doris Meissner ran the immigration service that included the Border Patrol. What did she just do?
Well, look, it's simple. We got a break. We got a break, Glenn. I want to hear about it on the other side. It's simple. They knew the American people wouldn't put up with the New World Order. They brought in a foreign group, geared them up with an ideology, and have got them like a knife to the throat of this country. And they're going to use it. They're going to slit this country's throat right in front of all of you. and you're going to love it when George Bush does it.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Glenn Spencer up in the near future for a longer segment so we can take some calls. But Glenn, here in the last 5 minutes we got left with you today, how do the La Reconquistas, they run around saying all gringos are racist and whine and cry. Meanwhile, they adore publications and leaders. I mean, big leaders saying not just force gringo out, but kill gringo. And then gringo and many others just sit here with our mouths hanging open. Meanwhile, our government supports all of this, Glenn.
To this, and I wrote about this 20 years ago. I was in the Pentagon studying the Vietnam War for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I was on a special task force. And 20 years ago, I wrote a letter in the LA Times that I said, it's a question of whether the Mexicans wanted this land more than we want to keep it. All right? And it's really up to the American people. And right now, they're winning. They want this.
Why do they want this to be Mexico? Mexico's a hellhole.
That's correct, but the Americans are not fighting back. For the most part, they're passive. They're sitting back and allowing it to happen. When we have rallies, we get 300. When they have rallies, they have 300,000.
Yeah, but if the national media promoted for 3 months
and told Americans
it was okay to demonstrate.
I'm just telling you, right now, it looks very, very bad. And the reason is we have no resistance. There's no real resistance to this takeover.
Well, that's my point, is Americans are these sweet little sappy creatures. Why do the Reconquistas hate Americans so much?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. They've been taught that since childhood in Mexico, that we stole their land, and that's why they're coming up to take it back.
So basically,
we've been taught mush. Our heads have been filled with mush since childhood, and we're set up to be taken over. That's all.
But there's the final equation in this is our government, both Democratic and Republican, loves it.
They love it. So right now, I don't think the future looks very good. I'm not discouraged. I'm very concerned. It doesn't look good for us.
But there is good news in that people are waking up like never before. And
well,
the major polls, 84% of Americans.
They're going to have to go a lot farther than they are right now. They're going to have to go a lot farther because we have a long road to hoe in order to put a stop to this, and right now they have a freight train going for them.
What about getting sheriffs in a ring all across the border, getting our sheriffs elected, and I don't care what color they are as long as they're pro-America, right along the border, and having them deputize the citizenry, having tax increases for emergency funding?
Yeah, if you can get them to do it, that's a great idea. I hope that they can take the initiative. There are a lot of sheriffs along the border that have joined in the coalition, and they're speaking out. But we're doing everything we can. But the American people at the grassroots have better wake up, because unless they get off their butts, they're about to get their butts kicked.
Well, I mean, let's say we've got, and most of the sheriffs I've talked to on the border, doesn't matter their name's Gonzalez or Jones, they know what's going on.
It doesn't matter. They all know what's going on, and they've joined together.
But that's what I'm saying. What we need to do is go in, fund them, support them where it isn't a good sheriff, get them removed in an election, and have them go from 30 deputies to 500. That's very inexpensive, folks, tax-wise. Militarize them. That's constitutional. That's what we need to do.
Well, this border is a very complicated thing. I fly it almost every day. There are millions of places to hide and to cross. And the amount of manpower that it would take to seal this border is just incredible. You need a physical barrier like they have in San Diego. If they put that up, they cut illegal immigration in that area by 95%.
So we need a double row of fences.
That's correct.
And then have machine gun nests every mile.
Well, you don't even need that. They cut it by 95%. By putting in this barrier.
We don't need that. They're going to come cut through it. They're going to bulldoze through it.
No, they're not. They haven't been able to do it. Go down to San Diego and look. The experience is that they haven't done it. They cut it by 95%.
What do you think of Hillary with her ridiculous thing about a virtual fence? That's the same thing Bush wants.
It is insane. I just issued a report to Congress on a DVD called The Border Patrol, How It Works and Why It Doesn't. It's a detailed molecular look on exactly how the Border Patrol does its job.
Can our listeners get a copy of that from you?
I can't. It's only for official use, only for elected officials at the federal level, because to release it to the public would jeopardize our national security.
Oh, really? Okay. But you do have other films people can get from.
Yes. But this one, it really goes and shows exactly. If a terrorist got a hold of this, he'd know exactly. They already know, but I mean, more of them would know how to defeat our border security.
All right, give out your website, Glenn.
AmericanPatrol.com and AmericanBorderPatrol.com.
Oh, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your valiant efforts.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. We're scheduled to have the just amazing lady who stood up to the butcher of Bay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
We have a modern Paul Revere on the line with us. An amazing lady. She's a doctor, worked at Mount Sinai Medical Center. A mother of two, lives in Flushing, Queens, used to be a researcher at Mount Sinai Medical Center, but now works full-time as a Falun Gong activist, friend said. There is no higher calling, I would add, to what she's doing. She was born in China, naturalized U.S. citizen, got into the White House grounds with a pass from the Epoch Times Falun Gong newspaper. We have links to all that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'd love to have 20 million Chinese in America like her. I mean, she is so American. She's so much more American than anybody else I see out there. Pathetic Americans. I've heard neocons on talk radio saying she deserved to go to prison, that she disrupted it, that she threatened him, when her full quote, and we have it here, was simply that the Communist Chinese Party's days are numbered involving their abuse against Falun Gong and others. They have mobile execution vans. They advertise in major publications that they take organs, that they have good, quote, fresh organs. The British Medical Society, the Society of Transplantee Doctors, all of them have gone public. It's admitted. It's been in major publications. We have video of public executions in China. We have video of Tiananmen Squares that happen on average every month as they machine gun and attack and murder peaceful farmers. We're going to play a clip of that in a few minutes. It is unbelievable. And now they're talking about charging her with intimidating a public, a foreign official, six months in federal prison. Bush had me arrested back in 1998. In fact, dig up that clip when I simply asked him a question at a press conference. So we're becoming like the murdering communist Chinese government who has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin, almost combined. There is no greater evil. And Wang Wong joins us, and we really appreciate her. The press just has her as Wang Wenyai, but she says that her full name is Wang Wenyai Wong. And thank you so much for coming on with us, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be your program.
And just because I'm one of these dumb Texans, I'm joking, folks. Pronounce your full name properly for us.
Oh, last name Wang and first name Wenyi.
Wang Yi?
Wenyi.
Wenyi Wong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Wenyi Wong. Now I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Wenyi Wong, we really appreciate you coming on with us. First off, I want to talk about what happened when you were in jail after we saw you carted away, what they're charging you with, what you're facing, and then tell us about the murdering communist Chinese.
They charged me the threat to the foreign state head. That means specifically the Chinese president. And it's going to be I think that there's a hearing next Wednesday and to decide how they are going to proceed legally. But one thing I just want to make clear, and this is not a threat, because I just want to urgently call upon the people's help, because there is an atrocity going on, especially the thousands life practitioner Falun Gong. They held in labor camp, and their organ being harvested, and some doctors and make the money out of them. And let me tell you what's going on.
Stop you there for just a second.
Yes.
Specifically right now, what are you being charged with? Because they're saying they're going to charge you. Have they charged you yet with the intimidating a foreign official?
Yes, that's the charge when they arrest me.
Okay, now let me add to that. That I have your full quote here, but can you re-quote it for us? Because basically you said that their days of doing this are numbered. I would certainly hope their days of grabbing peaceful people and murdering them ghoulishly for their organs would be numbered, but our media is trying to spin that. Can you please give us exactly what you said?
And because I said it in Chinese, I don't know the media, how they got the translation. Is it really a distorted message? Because I said that if you continue persecute Falun Gong, and your day to be numbered, that means that your time is running out. That would be your office, the time you're in your office. How could I myself can really stretch such a head of state that have the millions of the soldier? I'll tell you, there's a 4 million soldier and his command. And how could I have a stretch of his life? Basically, I just say that there's a saying, Chinese saying, if you do something really bad, and something bad will come to you. So
now we have a lot of Chinese listeners over the internet. Why
mm-hmm.
don't you say hi to them and repeat what you said to the dictator of China in Chinese for us?
I just recalled his name, Hu Jintao. If 如果你继续迫害法轮功，你再你就不能够长久了，就是这样一个，就是说你不能够在你那个位置上，没有更多的日子了。That's it.
Would you say that China is now more oppressive than it was a decade ago? Because it looks to me like it is more oppressive. Every few weeks there are riots of farmers and others against men with machine guns. I mean, why are the Chinese people revolting like never before since the revolution in 49?
I think the people now had a more connection with the outside world. And before it's closed up. And now they have, even though they censored the information and severed the connection of the Chinese with the outside world, but people can get around and using the internet and watch the program and in different ways. So now they realize what kind of a situation they live, and they want more freedom of speech and the freedom of the assembly and the freedom of belief, which ironically and guaranteed by Chinese own constitution, but we never really enjoy that privilege. And the persecution of Falun Gong is one of the typical example of the Chinese Communist Party regularly do.
Yeah, they also persecute Buddhists, Christians, basically
right.
Anybody. And I'm going to let you get into the persecution of the Falun Gong. We've covered it quite a bit here, and I've interviewed Falun Gong before, and we're going to give you some time, Doctor, to speak about that. But I want to get back to what did they do to you once they had arrested you? What was it like having news reporters trying to cover your mouth? And what is it like to see the American government act like this murdering dictator is a good person?
I think my intention there and this is coming from a long way. Actually, I try to use the normal channel to deliver the message. In fact, in last few weeks, I talked to quite a number of officials in Congress level, Senate level, and to raise the alarm of the message, because I think that right now still quite a number of the people and held in labor camp, their organ being harvested. And once we report of this news in March 8th, that's the first time we report, and there's several thousand people held in one of the facility in Shenyang City, Liaoning Province, and their organs have been harvested and sold quite a number of money. And let me tell you what the advertising in that website. The website in that city called China International Transplantation Center in Shenyang, and the advertising worldwide say if you want to have an organ transplant coming to our center, we can give you organ within 2 weeks. As a physician, I know it's not simple to do the transplantation. Not only you need a blood type match, and most importantly, you have to match your tissue HLA antigens. So for in United States, if someone wants the kidney or liver, they have to wait for years or 2 years minimum, and sometimes the people will wait for longer, and because not so many people donate their organs. But in China, because they persecute Falun Gong, they have the policy say, we kill you because you didn't listen to Communist Party, so you're a criminal. So your body, once you've been killed, they don't need a consent from the family member. They just took the organ and give the sell it in the international market than to make money out.
Well, Dr. Wong, you've hit the nail on the head here. Let me break this down for listeners. The Chinese government and the private hospitals that they control openly, and this has been in the mainstream news, advertise that they have the best organs available. There's not a 2-3 year wait like when my step-grandfather had hepatitis from blood transfusion years before. It took him about 2 years of waiting to get a proper liver. They have to wait till someone dies in an auto accident or dies of other causes. Then they hurriedly fly the organs to you. You go in on just a few hours' notice. You have it done. But no, they get your blood type here in the U.S. or in Japan or in England or in France or in Russia if you're wealthy. You fly to China, they murder a peaceful political dissident. The Falun Gong is known for being nonviolent. They've committed no crimes, done nothing wrong. They ghoulishly, like in a nightmare horror movie, like Coma, murder them, and they keep them alive while they take their organs, and they kill them, and then transplant it. This is openly admitted. Now our media in CNN headlines says, quote, that Falun Gong claims they take organs when the government advertises they do. So imagine how evil this is. Our government brings the murdering king rat that runs all this here to the U.S., Bill Gates toasting, they act like he's a good guy when he's literally Adolf Hitler. They then this doctor, this incredibly wonderful woman full of courage and honor, stands up to this brutal sack of demons. She stands up to him, and then they don't just drag her out and arrest her and charge her with disorderly conduct. They're charging her with something out of a terrorism subdivision under new laws of intimidating foreign officials, Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. Okay? I want Americans to realize the type of evil we're wallowing in. Now, from the inside reports you've gotten, can you describe, Doctor, how they murder these people, exactly what goes on for us?
In fact, the March 8th, our newspaper report, because two witnesses came to us and from China, they risked their life and told us the story. Before that, I have collected six cases of this, but an individual one. That time, and I saw, for example, Mr. Wang Bin is 47 years age, is from a oil factory in Daqing and oil factory. And his family sent me a photo and showed the autopsy cut from the throat to the lower abdomen. And that's an autopsy cut. Then family member said he's a peaceful practitioner just because he continued the practice. They tortured him to death. Then they, without our consent, they had an autopsy, took his organ out from throat. The underneath, that means not only the heart and also the liver and the kidney, they all took it out and then closed up, then burned.
Now, ma'am, doctor, the Falun Gong is known for being totally peaceful, but now our media would just run the headline, Chinese government says they're dangerous cult, and then wouldn't even say who you are or what you are. Our media is now demonizing the Falun Gong.
And I think the lot of media, because they couldn't get information, they just copy the communist media. But in China, you have to realize that that's a state-run media. It's the mouthpiece of the Communist Party.
They know that. Why are CNN cut the feed of you for the Chinese without the Chinese even asking? What does that mean to you that CNN cut your international feed?
I don't know. I was interviewed later and live the program. They gave me some 4 minutes and to talk about this organ harvest, but I didn't have a time to expand to explain what's going on. I told them this is an unspeakable crime, which and all the humanity, all the races should stand up to say no. Otherwise, it's a shame for us, and to let it continue. And this is involved thousand people's life. It's the crime, and we can just simply cannot tolerate.
Just from the camps you know of, how many people are they brutally murdering for their organs?
And the witness came to us. They talk about thousands of them, and then it's interesting that once we expose this case. The China is kind of a chaotic over there. And 3 weeks after we exposed this case, they had a foreign ministry spokesperson had a conference in Beijing, said this is a liar. After 3 weeks, then they said, now we will welcome all the investigation team coming to the facility to have an investigation. And of course, that's 3 weeks. You can imagine what they can do. They can clear up everything. And
yeah, they had a staged managed Warren Commission.
Then they had, they invited the diplomats from the United States 2 weeks after we published the paper. And then
makes it even more ridiculous that your group is known to be totally peaceful. That's part of your religious beliefs. For those that don't know, describe what the Falun Gong are. Describe your basic tenets.
Yes, and the Falun Gong is a very ancient type of the practice, and we call the mind-body exercise. The theory is really rooted from the Buddha school and Tao school. You know the Tai Chi, right?
Yes.
Tai Chi. It's very similar to Tai Chi, very slow motion exercise. And there's a five-set exercise you can do that give you energy, purify your body, and so there's also spiritual or moral teaching principle.
Tibetan monks do this. They call it the fountain of youth.
Then they teach truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. As a physician, I know this is, if you wanted to be healthy and well-being, you need to practice something both mentally and physically.
Why are the communist Chinese butchers so afraid of Falun Gong?
I think because they feel, first of all, because of the such practice, talk about the balance of the both mind and body, they didn't want the people to know or to be conscious about themselves and to study something. It's outside of the Chinese communist ideology.
They don't want people to have an identity.
You're right. Then another thing is they really, really scared of the rapid popularity of Falun Gong. Because in 7 years, they grew up like double the Communist Party number. 100 million people practiced in 7 years.
Is their persecution of Falun Gong working?
And the... not working at all. And because since they start the persecution, and in fact, outside China, there's 75 country of people start practicing Pat Falun Gong. Then the more press, then more people coming to find out what's going on, then a lot of people, including the Westerners, start practicing Falun Gong.
Well, I know before the mid-70s, these murdering Chinese communist leaders didn't come here, and I don't think our president should meet with them. They are disgusting criminals, and to meet with them only gives them aid and comfort.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Dr. Wing Wei Wong is our guest. Doctor, give out any Falun Gong websites or news websites where our listeners can learn more. I know we have links on InfoWars. com over to your organization sites, but give those out for our listeners, please.
Yes, the if you're interested, you can log in the www.falundafa.org. The Falundafa spelling is Falundafa.
Okay. Or they go to the Epoch Times.
And the Epoch Times, yes, that's the newspaper we exposed what happened in China, that the cases I mentioned, and we have serious report. And the website of www.epochtimes.com, that's in Chinese, E-P-O-C-H, Times. And for the English, we have eight language, this is an international newspaper, eight language distributed about 40 countries.
Okay,
so the English one is the epochtimes.com.
Now, we've also confirmed that they also murder Christians and take their organs. Can you tell us about,
And in fact, in last 30 years, then they have a document mentioned the widespread of the abuse of using the executed prisoners, the organs. So Congress actually starts the hearing from the 1995, and the most recent one is just, I think it's April 19th, the day before Hu Jintao came to Capitol Hill, then they actually had a hearing about
Yes, there
it.
Are congressional ongoing hearings. It's admitted it's going on, and the national media says that Falun Gong claims, specifically Christians and other groups. Can you tell us about how they're murdered?
Christians and other dissident, anyone, you have your own belief and underground church and people been suffering and the torture and quite a number of the people and been beaten to death, their organ they taking out. Last year, and the minister, the vice minister of the health department of China, came to the one of the meeting in Philippines, admit most of the 95% of the organ transplantation taking place, and the donor actually from the executed prisoner. In China, they said that those organs, they got consent from their family member. But in fact, most of the time, they really threatened the people to have this donor or organ donation.
We've also caught them selling the dead bodies of babies that they murder in front of the parents if they had more than two children. I also wanted to bring up the riots every month where the farmers are fighting back against machine guns. Were you aware of that? Do you have comments on the growing resistance in China?
Oh, that one, I probably am not in good position to make comments. Only thing I can add to that for the news I reported is regarding the military part is there's a famous argument that last year in June, the former general the Chinese Army, Zhu Chenghu, who is now is the dean of the Defense University of the Beijing.
Yes, he said he'd nuke the U.S.
Right, and he actually said that if anyone in United States coming in between the Taiwan and China, they are going to use the nuclear weapon to wipe out the 200 city of the United States in order to have independence.
Exactly. Doctor, one more little five-minute segment with you, then I know you got to go on the BBC. Yeah, there are friends. They're targeting us to kill us, and they're our friends.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Introduce